Weeks ago, we began this topic. Really, we were focused on six questions. I'm going to repeat. Hopefully, we'll have the answer to six questions this evening, no matter how long it takes. So, the first question. We talked about a bris milah that was nidcha because the baby was jaundice or some minor illness, and then the doctors tell you on a Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday, it's good, you can do the bris. So we'll see there's a major machlokas, Sephardim Ashkenazim, on whether you're allowed to do it. Because of the fear that comes Shabbos, you'll need to be Doche Shabbos because of some type of sakana to the baby. And then we mentioned the next problem was elective surgery, that if a person has quote-unquote elective surgery, we'll see just what elective surgery means. Sitz Eliezer, for example, holds there's no such thing as elective surgery. If it's elective, then you shouldn't be doing it. It's also. So, but we'll get to that in a moment. Let's say you have some type of surgical procedure that needs to be scheduled and you're doing it way in advance. Do you need to do it on a Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday, and you have to avoid Wednesday, Thursday, Friday again for the reason of possibility of needing to be Doche Shabbos? Then we had the case of becoming a doctor. Are you allowed to become a doctor? Because one day you're going to need to be Machal Shabbos because of Pikuach Nefesh. And then we had the case of the woman who is normal and healthy when she's not pregnant, but if she becomes pregnant, she has gestational diabetes, requiring her to check for her blood sugar on Shabbos, which is in Issa D'Oraisa. Maybe she should never be allowed to get pregnant. Finally, we had the case of also a pregnant woman who's in her ninth month. Should she be required to move close to the hospital and do whatever she can to avoid having any Chilul Shabbos take place? Should she go into labor on Shabbos? So right off the bat, I want to get rid of one of the questions. One of them is not like the others, right? One of these questions is not like the others. Can someone tell me which one stands out as a very different Shiloh? Shall I review? Right, exactly. The last one is very, very different. In the first four, we're talking about not putting yourself into a position where you're going to end up making yourself bidoche Shabbos bishrim pikuach nefesh. The fifth one is asking you to do something, right, that's preventative. It's not that you're putting yourself in the position, but you have to do some kind of active type of action to avoid it. So Rav Shlomo Zalman, this is a very common shiloh, that last one, which those of us in the active child rearing years would be familiar with, because how far do you have to go in your preparations exactly during that ninth month? So one thing is lechatchila, you should do everything you possibly can, right? Like, we always want to be minimizing yisur, but you certainly do not have to make any kind of special arrangements that will adversely affect your Shabbos. So Rav Shlomo Zalman was answering the Shabbos. You don't have to, like, if you live far away and you have family or something that lives close, you don't have to make a point of going there for Shabbos dafka to avoid this issue, because again, he understood that the most we'll get out of the sugya that we're focused on is that you're not allowed to put yourself in a position where you're activating the problem. But you don't have to make affirmative steps to avoid it. It's a very different shaila, and he passed him a cool on it. So we're going to not worry about that one. Let's worry about the first four. So we opened up with the sugya from Shabbos that talks about Ein Mafligin B'Sfina on Erev Shabbos or within 3 days of Shabbos. You're not allowed to go out on a Sfina within 3 days of Shabbos. And the Mishnah gave two exceptions. If it's the Dvar Mitzvah, it's okay. And again, the exception is the one I already said, which is, if it's at the beginning of the week, it's okay. So right away, when you see those type of exceptions, that was the tip of that the whole din is a din derabanan. The isser we're worried about is an isser derabanan, right? Because otherwise, there wouldn't be exceptions of lidvar mitzvah, there wouldn't be exceptions of the beginning of the week versus the end of the week, presumably, also, but that's not so mukhrach. But to make a chiluk over a mitzvah, that's a din derabanan type issue. What's the Issa D'Rabbanan we're worried about? So that was that major machlokas Rishonim with all those shitos, right? Review. What were the shitos? Tosfos said the shita, he's like, to me, the strangest shita in a way. He says it's the swimming gzeira, that we're worried someone's going to make a raft, some kind of life-saving, preserving device, and gzeira mishum that, so they say don't go in a boat, don't go swimming, all that part of the same type of gzeira. What's the difference between 3 days before Shabbos and before that? It's enough of a heker, right? If you're that distant, if you're forcing yourself not to leave other than on a Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, so that's enough of a heker that you're not going to get into the trouble of mistakenly being misaken mana and making this raft or device. That's Tosos. Rabbeinu Chananel says the whole issue is an issue of tchumen, that we're worried that you're going to be traveling on Shabbos and you're going to be traveling outside the tchum. You don't have to be concerned with such a thing other than close, proximal to Shabbos. If you're far enough away, so then you don't have to be mindful of the upcoming Shabbos. The Rif and the Rambam thought the whole thing was about owning Shabbos, that a person who is on a boat is not used to the sea travel, and in the beginning, for the first 3 days or so, is going to be getting sick and is going to ruin his owning Shabbos. So therefore, they'll allow it if you're far enough in advance where you can get used to the travel and you'll be okay. The Ramban gave the reason that we're worried about Amir al-Nachru, right? You're going to end up doing, definitely, if you're traveling on Shabbos, the Nachrim, presumably, that are manning the boat, are certainly going to be doing malachos, tying up this, tying up that in those days and whatever they're going to be doing in these days. And therefore, it's going to look, if you're close enough to Shabbos, it's going to look like he's your shaliach, and it's you directed him to do malacha for you on Shabbos. But if you're far enough in advance, and we saw that in the other sugya, then people are not going to associate whatever malacha takes place, the nachri is doing it for himself, he's not really doing it for you. And finally, the Baal Ma'or, which is the shita that we're most focused on for our issue, says, no, the whole thing is about putting yourself in a position where you're going to end up possibly being docheh Shabbos because of pikuach nefesh. Because if you're on a boat, things happen, and you have to sometimes be mechallel Shabbos, so you're going to be basakana, and he thought that that really fit in with the sugya in the Gemara, that the next sugya was also talking about a different sakana going out to war. And we see that the theme is sakana, and you're not allowed to put yourself in a position where you might, mishum sakana, be docheh Shabbos. So, focusing on that issue, we want to sort of understand how far it goes. As far as we know now, there is a din, right? And we'll see how accepted it is, and we'll see it's very accepted, that you're not allowed to do it according to the Baal Ma'or. You're not allowed to put yourself in this position where you're going to be docheh Shabbos mishum pikuach nefesh. However, there seems to be two exceptions. One is if it's kodem enough from Shabbos, and two is if it's a dvar mitzvah. We then saw there was another sugya that gets into the same inyan, and that's the bris milah case. And a case where we knew that in the times of the Gemara, there was certainly a need, mishum pikuach nefesh, to heat up water and have hot water for the baby before and after the bris milah. And it was considered necessary because of sakanas nefashos. So what happens in a case, the Gemara in Erevin in Samach Zayin, Samach Ches, and those Dapim, discusses all these hahu yanuka dishtape chamima, that all these cases of there was this baby and the water spilled, the hot water spilled. And it gives all these etzos on how you can get around. You need the hot water for the bris, what you should do. You should have a mirul anachri, or you should work through a karmel, all these different etzos. And then there becomes a simple question that Rishonim start to grapple with. When is this water spilling exactly? Is the water spilling? We're talking about the water we need for after the bris. When did it spill? Did it spill before the bris milah was started, done? Or did it spill after the bris milah was already done? Makes a big difference. If it spilled after the bris milah was done, so then, l'chuli alma, we got to do something, right? If it's mamash sakana, right? Because the bris milah was done, we need the hot water one way or the other, even if you have to heat it up. The Gemara is really telling you to minimize the isser. What's the most minimizing isser way to do it? So that's the shita of the Baal Ma'or. Baal Ma'or, the shita, so he says, you know, you're not allowed to put yourself in a position where you're going to need to use pikuach nefesh to bidocha Shabbos. So there's no way if the water would have spilled prior to the bris milah, the Baal Ma'or says, we would just push the milah off. You wouldn't do it on Shabbos. So it must be the Gemara is talking about a dafka case where it spilled after the bris milah was already done. Who disagrees with him? The Ramban. The Ramban was the one who said, "Is ein la mitzvah ela makomo v'shaso." We don't look at things the way the Baal Mor is looking at them. We have a bris milah to do, we'll do it. Whatever the consequences are, they'll be. And then we'll worry about it. So do your bris milah. Oh, now I have a sakana. The sakana is going to be doche Shabbos to allow you to heat up the water. That's the Ramban's approach. The Baal Mor says, no, that's ridiculous. So the Ramban is saying that the water spilled even prior to the bris milah. Baal Mor says, no, it has to be that it was after. Again, l'shitaso, because if you aren't doche, if the water spilled before the bris milah was done, you cannot do the bris milah on Shabbos. You have to push it off to Sunday. So we discussed, and I won't go over it, there was a shaila the Rashba had on Ramban Shita from Beitza, right? I don't know if this is familiar at all to you, that there's something that from the first Mishnah of Beitza seems to contradict the Ramban, and the Ran gave an answer, and there's several answers. We're going to put that aside. We really want to focus on the bigger shaila, which is the shaila on the Baal Mor. What's the shaila on the Baal Mor? What's the stira on the Baal Mor? Right? Anyone notice it? In case number one, Maflig, Ein Mafligin Besvina, you're not allowed to go off traveling Samach L'Shabbos, the first 3 days next to Shabbos. What's the exception? The Dvar Mitzvah. Now we have Bris Milah, right? I'm not allowed to do my Bris Milah. Why? Because I'm going to be putting myself in a position where I'm going to be Docha Shabbos Mishum Pikuach Nefesh. That's a Dvar Mitzvah. So which is it, Balmor? You're being so to yourself, right? Why isn't it that just because of the Dvar Mitzvah of Milah, shouldn't that make this okay? What's the difference between the two cases? Everyone recognize the difficulty? Oh, okay, so good. We're getting all good things to work with. Safik and Vadai, we're going to get back to that. That's very, very important. Right? What else?
What's the Essen Mitzvah? The Essen Mitzvah, you don't need the hot water for the meal itself. You need it.
Okay, good. So that's a very sophisticated answer. You're being Miskavet to Rav Soloveitchik. I wasn't even going to get into that. Rav Soloveitchik has this incredible approach, very original approach, which you're saying now. I don't know if you're saying exactly what he's saying. He says like this. It's pretty good. Pretty good company. He says the issue is that Bris Milah is Docha Shabbos, but Machshire Milah is not Docha Shabbos. And any way you slice it, if you're going to allow the Bris Milah to go forward and allow the heating up of the water, it's Machshire Milah, the heating up of the water. So you're going to be Docha Shabbos, the Machshire Milah, Rav said. That's the reason that case is different, whether it's for a mitzvah or not. Okay, but that he's like really, that's an original Rav Soloveitchik thing. The most common, Rav Soloveitchik actually offered two reasons to make a chiluk between the two cases. No one has mentioned the most common response yet. That Rav Soloveitchik says, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, the Stipler says, like all the Achronim say. What's the obvious difference between these two cases? Think of them. One is getting on a boat prior to Shabbos. I could do it on Friday because it's a mitzvah. Okay. The other one is Bris Milah. Yeah, exactly. That's the most common chiluk that's given. One is Kodim Shabbos, and one is on Shabbos. When it comes to Kodim Shabbos, then already if it's the Shem Mitzvah, when the Isurim aren't in place yet, so we could put it aside and put the Din Derabanan on aside. But when Mamish at Shabbos itself, and the Isurim are there already, present and waiting, then we're not going to be matir, even l'shem mitzvah, putting yourself in a position where you're going to be doche those Isurim. Because it becomes almost like you start to be doche the Isur the moment you put yourself in the position. You hear it? Because the Isur's there, and you're going to start doing the milah, you're already doche them. You're doing something that's awesome.
It's the converse of a mitzvah of a shad. Like, I don't know
if right. Have a mitzvah. Like, right, right, exactly. Right, but here it's like you're really, it is already chal. Right, good. So if that was the end of the story, right? Rov Achronim really learned the difference this way. Let's go back to our four questions, right? Let's see if we can answer them, right? We have a din now, right? Most people understand that the halacha is as follows. At this point, we understand the halacha as follows. That when it comes to putting yourself into a position where you're going to use Pikuach Nefesh to be Docha Shabbos, all things being equal, you're not allowed to do it. However, you can do it if it's early enough in the week, or if it's the Dvar Mitzvah, right? You can't do it if it's on Shabbos Gufa, even if it's the Dvar Mitzvah, right? That's what we know so far. If it's Kodim Shabbos, as long as it's the Dvar Mitzvah, should be Mutter, right? Everyone got it? So let's go through our questions. Bris Milah. So according to this, if I had a Bris Milah that was supposed to be on Tuesday, but there was jaundice, so it was put off, and now it's Thursday, and the doctor says, go, And the mole says, go. Can I do it on Thursday? Yeah. Right? Even though I might be Mechal Shabbos on Shabbos. Right? Why? Because it's the Shem Mitzvah. According to this, no problem. Right? Okay. That would be the answer to that. Next question we had, what about the elective surgery? The elective surgery, again, I have to schedule it. Can I schedule it for Thursday, my elective surgery? According to this. Is it a mitzvah? Yes. Just to let you know how loosely we define mitzvah in this context, anyone have a Shulchan Aruch? After my stern admonition to bring a Shulchan Aruch today? Thursday is not Kodem Shabbos enough. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, that's really Kodem Shabbos. The story before was... Right. In other words, it can't be on Shabbos even if it's a mitzvah. But as long as it's Kodem Shabbos, okay. Right? So here it should be okay. Right? If it's a mitzvah. Right? So... What's the definition of a mitzvah in this context? So if you look at the end of Resh Mem Ches, the Ramah, quoting Rabbeinu Tam, says, really the only thing that's not a mitzvah is that, and he's talking about the boat case, if you're going on a pleasure cruise, that's not a mitzvah. But if you're going with Schora, right? Oliros Pnei Chaveru, Chashuv HaKol Dvar Mitzvah. Very liberal definition of a mitzvah. Right? So certainly, having the surgery you need would be taking care of yourself, which is definitely a mitzvah. So it's a mitzvah. So what would be the easy psak, according to what we know? Should be mutter. All right, what about becoming a doctor? Is becoming a doctor a mitzvah?
Sure.
Yeah. Somehow. It must be. Why else would anyone do?
Why isn't that a mutter? Why do you have to come on?
Well, okay, good. So from both those reasons. Good, I don't have to come on to mitzvah. Should be mutter because it's way in advance. Good. And what about the woman getting pregnant? It's a mitzvah, right? Should be mitzvah, mitzvah, mitzvah. This question shouldn't be a question, right? But obviously, it is a question. And all those cases, you're going to be surprised at the answers to them. What?
Some there are rest, some there are bound. A lot of us, no? I mean,
what do you mean?
In the different cases.
Doesn't matter. Mean it's a mitzvah there are rest. No, the issue here is definitely the Rabbanim. The issue of putting yourself, being Michal Shabbos is an issue d'oraisa. Putting yourself in a position where you're going to use Pikuach Nefesh as a matir for Chilul Shabbos, that is an issue d'Rabbanim.
What's the mitzvah for a pregnant woman?
Getting pregnant. Well, you're right, it's not bad. It's a mitzvah d'Rabbanim. She's not Mekayim a mitzvah d'oraisa. She is facilitating her husband's kiyum of a mitzvah d'oraisa, but she has a din d'rabbanan, right? Right? Who knows what's the mitzvah d'rabbanan for a woman to have a baby? Yeah, Shevis Yatzah, Yitzara, right? Hashem created the world to populate it, so it's definitely a mitzvah d'rabbanan for her. It's considered a mitzvah d'rabbanan. Okay, so. What's going on? So it should be simple, no shilas. But we'll see things really. If you look at here's where the Mishnah Berurah really comes in handy. We're pays to definitely have Mishnah Berurah now. But where we should be careful of paskining based on our iyun into the Shitas Rishonim, right? It's never enough. You've got to see what the Mishnah Berurah does very often. So here's how he handles. I will now assume that not everyone has this open before them. Safe assumption, and read Simen Reish Mem Ches. Let's go through the Simen. This is what I wanted to do. I just wanted to go through this in the time left to us and see if how the Psach really unfolds. So, Mutter Lahaflig Besvina Afilu Be'erev Shabbos. A person is allowed to go out into a boat even Erev Shabbos. What's got to be the next phrase? Im Holech Lidvar Mitzvah. Right? Normally, you can't go Erev Shabbos into a boat. However, if it's the Dvar Mitzvah, you could go. That's very consistent with what we know. Then the Shulchan Aruch throws in a little extra line that I didn't review, but it's in the Mishnah, which is Uposik Imo Sheishbos. This is a very important line. When you do this, by the way, let's say you're going out for your Dvar Mitzvah into your boat, or whatever the Dvar Mitzvah you're getting involved into, that you know you might very well be Mechal Shabbos because you're doing this, right? But you're allowed to do it. It's a Dharma mitzvah, but you should make sure that you make a deal, and in the context, let's leave it to the context of the boat. Posik imo shehishvat. You have to tell the captain of the ship, by the way, I'll go with you, but I want you, you know, we're not doing any malacha on Shabbos. We're going to stop on Shabbos. You have to say that. That's what the Mishnah says. Yeah, you have to. The deal is, I'm going, but you can't do malacha on Shabbos. You can't do malacha on Shabbos. Correct. So how necessary is this? So, like for example, this would be analogous to saying, for the surgical case, okay, doc, I'll agree to have the surgery on Thursday, but if it comes Shabbos, I don't want any chilul Shabbos, right? So, how definitive is it? Why is it not the same?
Because if you get into Shabbos and you're in the matzav of sakana, then you have to.
Okay, yeah, maybe, but I'm. This is the deal. Let's say it's not a sakana. Hold on, we'll see. Always that will be true. If I'm ever b'sakana, except we'll see. There's a funny little statement to the contrary, but for the most part, if there's a sakana, I'll be mechal Shabbos. That's true, no matter what. But the deal here is, if you're putting yourself in a position that you're gonna end up traveling on Shabbos or doing something on Shabbos, and you're allowed to do it, it's an issur d'rabbanan to get into that position. But we're going to let you do it because it's b'makom mitzvah. There's another little additional requirement. We'll see how strong the requirement is in a minute, that you upfront say that you're not going along with any chilul Shabbos. So right away, and this I think will satisfy what you were touching upon, the Mishnah Berurah says, hold it a second. How strong is that requirement? So he says, well, iskimu rov achronim, that this psikahu rachla mitzvah ba'alma ve'ina ma'akev. In this scenario, certain in this halacha, number one, it's not ma'akev. Meaning, you should do it. If you don't do it, you can still go. Okay? If you didn't take care of things. Okay. We'll see how that evolves. Now, the Shulchan Aruch continues, and we'll move a little faster. And just to tell you, who do we paskin like out of all those six shitos rishonim? Which one really do we paskin like? So in Seif Beis, you see that we paskin like the Rif and the Rambam, that the major concern here is the Oneg Shabbos. What does that say about all the other shitos? Do they get like thrown out the door? No, because you see right away, we're still concerned with Tchum. We're still concerned with all the other shitos. Everyone's in there, including the Baal Ma'or. And the Ramah is the one in Seif Beis who right away brings in this concern. He says, V'chein b'svina sheitztarecha Yisrael lavo lidei melacha b'Shabbos, right? Where you're going to have to, because of whatever reason, have to do melacha on Shabbos. Aser likanes ba shalosh yamim kodesh Shabbos, right? But you could go at the beginning of the week, and you could go again if it's the tzarech mitzvah. But again, we see now that even though we really paskin the primary, the reason, the winning shita that gemara, the pshat in that gemara is oneg Shabbos, but all these other halachas that we shown and we're mentioning really are significant concerns. So far so good. So far, all our shilas are still lakula, lakula, lakula. But what about the other chiluk that Rabbi Prell mentioned that we didn't really take anywhere? The Stipler mentions this idea. Another difference, remember our problem before with the Baal Ma'or was, the Baal Ma'or says, in the case of the boat, if it's the Shem Mitzvah, get involved. In the case of the bris milah, don't do the milah, push it off, even though it's a mitzvah. So the major chiluk we said was before Shabbos and on Shabbos. The Stipler says, well, I would have really thought it should be that a suffik and vaday. When it comes to milah, that's a vaday. This vaday going to be a sakanas nefasho situation caused by the milah? And in that case, the Baal Ma'or will say, even if it's a mitzvah, since it's a vaday you're going to be mechal Shabbos, you better not do it. However, in the case of the boat, it's a suffik. Very well could be there won't be any sakana, right? And therefore you won't have to do anything. So there, if it's a suffix that I'll ever get into that position, and it's l'shem mitzvah, he was matir. So the Stipler entertains this, right? And then he seems to say, well, it can't be though. Why not? Because of what the Mechaber says in the Shulchan Aruch over here. And that's when we get to Se'if Dalet. Anyone who's following along? Anyone following along? Look at Se'if Dalet. Suddenly we have another case. We finished with the boat. The boat is as straightforward as we've been talking. And then suddenly the Mechaber introduces Hayotzim b'shayara b'midbar. If somebody's going out on a little caravan trip across the desert, right? V'hakol yodim shem srichim l'chal Shabbos, And everybody knows that there's no way you're getting out of Chilul Shabbos this time, right? Maybe it's a suffix by the boat, but you're going out on your caravan in the desert, there's definitely going to be Chilul Shabbos, right? Ki mipnei ha-sakana lo yuchlu la'akev b'midbar b'Shabbos levadam. And you can't now let the caravan keep going, and yo, it's Shabbos, so you're going to stay there and not be Mechal Shabbos and die. You're certainly not going to do that. So the din is, shlosh yamim kodim Shabbos asurim latzeis. However, by Yom Rishon Sheni Vishlishi, Mutter Latzeis. Wow. Even if you know for sure, so this is getting interesting. Even if you know for sure, I call Yodim, that this is definitely a troubling situation and you're going to get into the need for Chilul Shabbos because it's going to slip Hashos. Again, he makes the same Chiluk, the beginning of the week versus the end of the week. And not only that, the Mechaber also throws in the Ha'ole Le'eretz Yisroel, which is that a mitzvah? Rhetorical question. Come on. Of course it's a mitzvah. It's a big mitzvah, Saul. And whole Eretz Yisrael, and in fact, the Maskana, the Mishnah Berurah discusses, just to visit Eretz Yisrael is a big mitzvah. If the Raman Rabbeinu Tam call going out on business a mitzvah, then certainly going to visit Eretz Yisrael, that's a mitzvah too. So, ha'ole Eretz Yisrael, im nizdamna lo shaira, afilu be'erev Shabbos, kevan didvar mitzvahu yachol lifrash. So the Mechaber seems to say, incredibly. So if you're going for the purpose of a mitzvah, even though you know for sure you're going to be Mechal Shabbos, as long as it's a mitzvah, you could do it. So again, if I stopped here, the psak on all our cases would be, pshita, do it. It's a mitzvah, 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 go, go, go. This whole concern about being Mechal Shabbos, because of Pekur Nefesh, is only a din Rabbanan, forget about it, b'makom mitzvah. Comes along the next line in the Mechaber, and he says the following. Uposik imahem lishpos. What does that mean? We had it before. Right? You have to a priori set up that, oh, and of course you won't be Michal Shabbos, right? Is this the same status as the previous one? Right? You would gather and guess that for the Mechaber he means the same thing. Uposik imahem lishpos. He said that before. It's no different, right? What does the Mishnah Berurah do? Suddenly the Mishnah Berurah tells you everything's not so simple. And he begins with the following. He says, if you look in Sif Katan Chaf Vav, on the first chiluk, about it's okay if it's the beginning of the week, you can go out. So he quotes the Knesset HaGedolah, the Reben Lev, and the Radvaz. And they all say, no, this case is different. Because this case is a Vadai, it's never Mutter. Never Mutter. That's their Shita. So here he just quotes them. He says, I want you to know, the Mechaber is telling you, and the Ramah is not arguing, so it's the Mechaber and the Ramah both telling you that even in a case of Vadai, if it's the beginning of the week, you could go. But there's this, I want you to be aware of, there's a whole other Shita out there, the Radvaz and the Knesset Gedolah and the Reben Lev, they're all telling you, since this is Vadai, you're not allowed to. They're obviously learning the Chiluk in the Baal Meor that way. Then, so here I don't know what the Mishnah Berurah himself holds, because he's just giving me, now I have things to choose from. Usually if it's the Radvaz, the Knesset Gedolah, and Reben Lev versus the Mechaber and the Ramah, I'll go with the Mechaber and the Ramah any day, right? They're the mainstream. But then, later on, when he talks about the case of the mitzvah, Olah L'Eretz Yisrael, suddenly he tells you when it comes to Posik Imam Lishpos, Hapsika Hazeh Le'ikuva. That's what the Mishnah says. This one's different. You want to go out into a Vadai Sakana case, then you should know you must, up front, you must make the deal. You must tell the surgeon who's operating you on Thursday, there'll be no Chilul Shabbos on Shabbos.
Then doesn't that, I don't understand the case of the Mechaber. How do you have Vadai and Posek Imo? Doesn't the Posek Imo take it out of Vadai?
No, well, in other words, HaKol Yodim Shem Tzrichim L'Chalal Shabbos, if the caravan continues going, right? But we're going to Posek Imo in the caravan case to stay put, avoid the Sakana. Right. Now, I don't know that the Mechaber, I would, Lefianis Daiti, the Mechaber didn't mean what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. This is the Mishnah Berurah's agenda that's coming out here, because he's the one who's commenting on both statements. It's the Mechaber says the exact same words, Uposik Imo Lishmos, both in the Svina case and in the Shire case, right? It says the exact same words. In one, the Mishnah Berurah says, Rov Achronim say this is not Likuva. And over here, suddenly it becomes. Why? It's clear, as he really spells it out in the Bir Halacha. I'm not just guessing this. The Bir Halacha He says, how could it be? Right, I'll just read one of the lines. It just cannot be. There's no way, the Mishmura says, that we could possibly be really saying, the Mechaber is really saying, that you're allowed to absolutely put yourself in a position where you're going to be Mechal Shabbos, even if it's using Pikuach Nefesh. So therefore, he throws in what becomes a sneaky way of obviating the whole thing. So he says, uposing Melishvos is an absolute requirement. So this really changes the whole equation.
Correct.
In other words, Kodim is not an advantage anymore. Mitzvah is not an advantage anymore. Because if it's a Vadai, everything is different. So now we got to relook at all our questions. Because this is really the bottom line. Even though it's incredible that most of the Achronim, when they learn the Sugi and the Gemara, I did the Sugi and the Gemara separately. So I do that, and I'm going, oh, well, we got this problem with the Bamor. How do the Achronim handle it? So I look at all the Achronim. All the Achronim I looked at, when they look at this Stira in the Balmor, they answer it with this Erev Shabbos versus Shabbos. The Stipler is the only one who mentions the Chiluk of Adai in the Safek, and then he dismisses it because of the Mechaber. Comes along the Mishnah Berura, who is the individual who really carries the Psak, and he reintroduces it in a very definitive way. So that the bottom line is, when you finish reading this Siman in the Shulchan Aruch, you have to conclude that when you have a Vadai case that you're going to be Mechal Shabbos, things are different. You have to really arrange a priority that you wouldn't be. I'll tell you how far this goes. This goes so far as to say that the Magen Avraham quotes a Shi'a, I think he's quoting the Radvaz, that he says that some people, because of this din, are putting themselves besakana. That they're no egg to allow themselves to enter a sakana rather than be Mechal Shabbos. Which is an incredible, incredible thing. Right? All the contemporary Achronim say, what? That's impossible. You're not allowed to do that. That's a big no-no. You're not allowed to, because you were over on this din, and you put yourself in a position, and now the sakana has come, so you don't face the sakana. You still can be Doche Shabbos because of sakana sefashos. But Moshe Feinstein, for example, he says, what he means by that, the Radvaz, that the Magen Avraham is quoting, is that a relative sakana. In other words, what normally you'd be, let's say, overreacting to a sakana, so you'll be a little more brave. Each person's a little more brave because they're conscious of the fact that they messed up and they put themselves intentionally and illegitimately besakana.
That's the person you're prosaic with will come back to you and say, are you sure? Because you told me before you didn't want to.
Right, so, I mean, but the bottom line psak is, even when you messed up like this, and you weren't posting or whatever, and it's the situation, certainly, you don't put yourself in sakana and you're Mechal Shabbos. So now,
what Glenn was getting at is, I think, it's no real sakana, I mean, there is a real sakana, I mean, no real vada. There's a very, very small chance to stop the caravan.
The Aruch HaShulchan says the following.
You know, I mean,
good, and it's good. The Aruch HaShulchan is also bothered by this issue. The way he handles this, he says, when the Mechaber says Hakol Yodim, it doesn't mean 100% Vadai, it means Rov. It just means Rov, right? Vadai, for sure, no one's going to be allowing you to do, and you never get into it, right? However, if it's Rov, so that's this kind of case, Hakol Yodim, as opposed to Svina, where it's less than Rov. Over here, it's Hakol Yodim, it's a Rov type of case. Right, so now let's go through the cases. Let me just summarize again. What's the final psak? So now, putting it all together, there's two potential scenarios. The scenario of putting yourself potentially into a suffik sakana. There, if it's the Dvar Mitzvah, totally mutter. If it's early enough in the week, totally mutter. If it's Vadai, or according to the Aruch HaShulchan, Rov, that you're going to be besakana, now, according to the Mishnah Berurah, you're really not allowed to put yourself into that position. You must arrange that there will be no Chilul Shabbos. So let's go through our questions. Bris Mila, according to this Mahalach now, what do we do with Bris Mila? Right? How's that affected? Just think it through. So Bris Mila is a mitzvah. No, hang on a second. It's not only is it not a Vadai, but it's Bechlal, not Nogeya. In other words, how often is there sakana that occurs on the third day of a bris bismaneinu? Right? Even the Tzitz Eliezer says, this is not the water case. This is our case, our contemporary case. This is why you'll see the Shach and the Magen Avraham are lakula on this. And I was recently discussing this with Rabbi Sobolovsky. I said, do you ever have a case like this? I wanted to know how he paskened. So he said, well, it was funny because the guy that it happened to was giving him a hard time. I don't know if the guy just wanted to get a Sunday bris or what, but the guy was kept telling him, but, you know, Rabbi Vaji Yosef and the Svardim, they say you can't do it, that you should be docha the bris. Because Rabbi Sobolovsky was telling him, do it. You're allowed to do it. It's a mitzvah. It's a very big suffix whether there'll be any sakana at all. The Tzitzel Ezer says, Bizmanenu nishtana teva. We don't really have this major problem on the third day, right? And all that. And therefore, major poskim say, do the bris, don't put it off. That's how we paskin. Ashkenazim definitely paskin that way. Rabbi Sobolovsky pushed him. He said, right.
If it's in the Docha case, if it's going to come out in 3 days.
Right, so that's this issue. So he said, that's what the guy finally said to Rabbi Sobolovsky, my mole won't do it. So he says to him, what?
Get
another mole. Get a different mole. Because we're talking about pushing off something that there's a chiyuv kares for. You know, if you're illegitimately, unnecessarily prolonging somebody's state as an RL, that's not a good thing. That's a very bad thing. So for sure, the bris milah case, mutter now. Okay, good. What was the second case? Elective surgery. What's the psa? So again, here I think it's trickier. It's not such a suffix. Clearly, anyone who's in the hospital for 3 days has a pretty good chance of chil shabbos taking place. Right? Blood drawing all the time, vital signs, lights on, lights off. There's tons of chil shabbos that takes place in a hospital. Here, the psak, Rav Moshe Feinstein, Lubavitch Rebbe, others, is if you can, beginning of the week. Now, the Tzitz Eliezer was asked, should we make this the policy, let's say in Shari Tzedek Hospital or in Hadassah, this should be the official policy, no surgery except on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. So, could you imagine? Could you imagine the schedule? So the first thing that Tzitz Eliezer says is, there's no such thing as elective surgery. I don't know what you're talking about. So his first response is, any surgery is sakana. So you're definitely allowed to do it whenever you want. That was number one. That was number one reason you could do it anytime you want. Number two, he says, you're going to mess up the whole schedule. It's an impossibility. You can never do it that way. Even if, let's say, we wanted to be machmir lechatchila, he said, forget it. And I would say that the final other response that most poskim in America will say is, let's say your surgeon, who you want, who's the mumcha, you know, the best guy, you checked it out, yes, this guy, yes, that guy, whatever it is, you got a really good one. And that surgeon is going to tell you, are you going to dictate the schedule or is he going to dictate the schedule? I don't know. My experience is that the surgeon dictates the schedule. And so, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, it becomes like the Ptur mitzvah for sure. Absolutely listen to the surgeon. If he says he's going to only do it on Thursday, just do the surgery. So, for all intents and purposes, the surgical one rarely becomes the maisa unless you really have a say in it. And sometimes people do. And sometimes you would, if you can, make it on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, if all things are equal. If there's any little hitch, like you're not going to get your surgeon you want, you're not going to get the hospital you want, the anesthesiologist you want, I would say then just do it whenever it works out best in terms of that. Now the two hard ones, even though it's seven after, I do not want to do this topic again. So I want to just end with the two difficult cases. The two very difficult cases are becoming a doctor, believe it or not, and the diabetes case. Let's do the doctor one first. So, it's 100% Vada. So now, it's Vada. Oh my God, what am I going to do? So Rav Unterman had a tshuva on a very closely related case. He had a tshuva on a guy who's a Kohen, right, which is a whole other topic, who wants to be a doctor. He managed to get out of the main problem, which is getting through medical school, because you have to touch cadavers and be ba'ohel with cadavers, which is all another shayla. But now he's going to be faced with the situation, and he's going to be ultimately in a room with a mace, and his becoming a doctor is going to be over on that lav of not becoming tamei as a kohen. So Rav Unterman says that definitely mutter for him to do it. Why? How's that case a little different? Is that guy putting himself into, is he creating the sakanas nefashos for himself? Is it the same, the sakanas nefashos that he's faced with as the guy that gets on the boat or does the bris milah? It's very different. It's much more michutz to him. In other words, like, he's just becoming a doctor. a sakanas nefeshes case presents itself, that's totally ba'anas. It's totally an unrelated outside issue. So he says that he doesn't think it's comparable, and he'll certainly be matir that case. What about a person who wants to become a doctor in the United States? Does it really fit in and become so mutter so quickly? So it's interesting. So the poskim will say, well, you're going to be definitely doing a mitzvah, and you're going to definitely be in Mechal Shabbos only because of Pikuach Nefesh that's coming from the outside, right? That's what Rav Unterman says. So Rav Schechter would argue, I think, I have to ask him if this is what he would say, because I know he feels that this is a reason to not allow a person to become a doctor in the United States. And I think it's really in the following scenario. Let's say you're in a hospital where it's rove Jews. Okay, so what's going to be Doche Shabbos? Pikuach Nefesh that's coming at me from the outside. It's not me. I'm not besakana. There's no sakana on me. Sakana on another individual. It's michutz. But what if it's rove non-Jews? Why am I allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for non-Jews? We never did this topic. Well, Ava wouldn't do it. Ava can't even get you through all the rabbanos. Right? It's not Ava. The reason is Chasam Sofer, Divrei Chaim, the reason, just to make a long story short, the only reason you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, I always don't like to put this on tape, is for non-Bnei Bris, Nachil Hashem, that would never let you be Mechal Shabbos. It's Pikuach Nefesh for the Jewish people. Right? The Chasam Sofer talked about it being Pikuach Nefesh for the doctor himself. Right? And later, now, in this day and age of communication, it's Sakanas Nefashos for you and all the Jewish people. So now, when you look at it that way, so now you are putting yourself in a position where the Sakanas Nefashos is on you. So now it gets a little trickier. So perhaps we're back to square one. Here you are, Levadai putting yourself in a case, so that I think that would be part of the reason that Rav Schechter would say, if you're going to end up treating Rov, non-Bnei Bris, it's possibly this Isser for you to become a doctor. If you're going to be treating Rov, Bnei Bris, then you can be Somech on this Heter. Well, it's you're right. You don't know for sure. You got to get accepted. But I'm saying to the, like let's say residency program. That's the first place it hits you, right? So it's I'm telling you right now that it's a real problem. It's a real problem. Somebody to accept a residency in a hospital that is rove. It's not Shomer Shabbos residency, and it's rove non Bnei Bris is in trouble. It's in trouble. It's very difficult. Not to mention all the Chilul Shabbos is going to be doing. That's not B'makom Sakana, right? So, I mean, it's a whole discussion, but he came down very hard on that issue.
That scenario that he gave, the Thursday scenario, does that mean a front person is shooting voluntarily book a surgery on Thursday?
Yeah. That's exactly what it means. You really, the Chachili should avoid it. Absolutely. All things being equal, but I just wanted you to, I don't want anyone to go crazy, like, you have to be careful. If all things are being equal, you certainly should do Sunday, Monday, Tuesday surgery, and not Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
It doesn't make a difference.
If there's a difference in terms of what's going to mess up the schedule, it's going to affect the quality, or anything like that, then forget it.
You mean from a doctor's perspective, or you mean from a doctor's perspective?
Oh, from doctor. Should a from doctor...
Right,
but the nature of hospitals today, why from doctors don't have to deal with this? There aren't that many from surgeons right now, by the way. There aren't that many. But if... No. The problem is that it's going to cause such havoc unless he could do it. If he could do it, he should do it. By the way, I doubt he has to give up his parnasa. That's another thing. He wouldn't have to give up a significant amount of his parnasa for this is really a din derabanan, right? How much of your parnasa do you have to give up for a din derabanan? So if it's that will be a factor as well. If all those things come into play, but all things being equal, you should avoid it. Final case, gestational diabetic. Let me just say the final case and then people can leave. So could the woman get pregnant? Is it Vaday that she's going to be Mechal Shabbos? Yes. It's a Vaday case. Is it her putting herself, it's not Michutz, it's her herself putting herself B'sakana for a Vaday. that she's going to be Mechal Shabbos. It's kimat vada. It's a rov gadol that once a gestational diabetic, next time you're going to be a gestational diabetic. It's not an absolute. It's very likely. It's enough that it's karav levada. Enough of a vada. It meets the Aruch HaShulchan's definition for sure of close to vada, right? So can she do it or not? So can you think of any? This is crazy. We're going to tell a woman not to get pregnant. How could it be? So first of all, there are people that would. There are those that would actually pass in that way. However, there is a way out of this. Right, but you're not allowed to put yourself in a position to do that. That's the problem. Someone else taking the blood. You mean have a? You think you got to do that? No, I think
can we take the Ramban's approach? In other words,
what's that?
In other words, first she has a mitzvah. First she'll have to do a button that she'll fulfill. And then the consequences afterwards, with the Ramban's report, I'll say by grace.
Oh.
Right.
Why don't we paskin now, like the Das Yochid of the Ramban, against everybody else?
Right.
That I wouldn't want to do. But you're close.
Again.
There's something else that's better than that. You are on the right track. What I mean by the right track, the Tzitz Eliezer had the Shiloh, and he was matir that she can get pregnant. How did he do it? There's something else available to us. We don't have to be somach on a shita that everybody rejects. Sorry. We could go for something that's mainstream. The Machaber and the Ramah. Why are we suddenly jumping into this, the Mishnah Berurah with the Radvaz and the Machaber and the Ramah? This is what Tzitz Eliezer says. I forgot his expression. It was very funny. He had like a funny expression, like they're nothing to sneeze at or something like that. And he says, what about the Machaber and Ramah? Right? They were up front making no differentiation between the Vadai case and the Safai case. So he says, number one, will be Samach on them. And number two, right, that he thinks this isn't just like a Kiyama mitzvah, like the Ramaz type mitzvahs. This is an absolute strong, strong, compelling Chiyav on the man and a strong Chiyav Darabanan on the woman to get the pregnancy. So he had no problems being matirit completely. So at the end of the day, he said okay. Then the last person to weigh in it was the author of the Shemir Shabbos Kilchasa, was asked the same Shaila, and he said, well, Lashevis Yitzara is a significant, significant mitzvah, and therefore, in the context of a significant chiyuv mitzvah, it's exceptional that it'll be mutter. But that's not so great, because there's also an well, so he'd say, I guess if you can arrange all that and avoid Chilul Shabbos, then you're okay, probably.
The problem is
it's Chilul Shabbos, not only Daraisa. You can't use Pigur Nevesh to even be Doche Darabanans. In other words, even that's what the Mishnah Berurah adds, that when we say that we're avoiding any type of Chilul Shabbos, it means even on a level of Darabanan, which means Amir Nochri is not going to really help you that much. But the Shemir Shabbos' Mahalach is not so great, because he's saying it's because of the nature of the mitzvah. But if Yeshuv Eretz Yisrael, that's what the Mishnah Berurah was talking about. Even for the mitzvah of Yeshuv Eretz Yisrael, which is also a major, major chiyuv, that even for that, he wouldn't be matir if it's vaday going to be Mechal Shabbos. So it's difficult to take the Mahalach of the Shemir.
I'm not going to take that test on Shabbos.
Well, that's worse. Shlomo Zalman says, that's Shlomo Zalman's comments on that type of behavior. He says, that's the biggest of error. He says, no, no.
He's not saying that.
Ah, okay, that's not bad.
That's all. You're
That's interesting. That's interesting. Well, no, what you'll do is you'll say to the doctor, by the way, I'm a gestational diabetic and I will not be monitoring my glucose on Shabbos. So they'll say, okay, call the psych guy. We'll get a consult. And in the meantime, we'll make sure that.
Not silly.
Right. Right.
I didn't know him so well. She was living in the library, and I was thinking about coming to PT. He said, you know, it's awesome to come to PT. It's in school. I didn't become a PT not because of that. Found out years later, there's an OBGYN.
What they have to do. That's really funny.
I think the wife of the guy becoming a doctor would be so much better. I'm on the phone.
I guess you could say that also. The truth is, this, I think, is this on? I think this is a major Das Yoke on this issue. I found out the hard way, but it's right.
Exactly. And in terms of surgery, it wouldn't be surgery. It would be case by case. In other words, if you're having,
right. The only place where it has application is like if a person is having.
Surgery where they're going to have to be in the hospital for a few days. That would be the vibe. Right. But if you know it's a surgery that you're out of hospital 2 hours, then
right.
Right,
for sure.
Couldn't the doctor just call if I'm not from Jim?
No. Well, if you go to a Shomer Shabbos, you see that's what you're doing. Then you're okay. But I said to Rav Shechter, and he said to me, I had wanted to go to this really good church program in the country. Instead, I got to go to the Shomer Shabbos. So I want to go to the best program in the country. So he tells me this song, and I said, well, then I can't come enough, because he goes, so much for that.
After all that medical school.
Yeah.
For a doctor, why can't you say that it's a different kind of suffering? Because it's a different kind of body, sorry. You know in concept it's going to happen.
Right.
You don't know on this Shabbos that it's going to happen. So every Shabbos is a suffering.
That's like what Reb Unterman says. That's what it is. In other words, it's definitely a different type of putting yourself in a position.
Right, so when I go on the screen, I know it's going to be the Shabbos.
Right. You goof up, putting yourself into that position where you're going to be the Sakana. The doctor is, it's also incidental that a Sakana presents itself to him. He's just becoming a doctor.
Right, but then you can answer the B'nai Bris, the whole B'nai Bris.
I didn't turn it off. I'm not going to turn it off. Anybody taking food? Nothing.